Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Elsa Minji podcast. I'm here with Jeannie, of course.
Hey.
And today we wanted to talk about some stuff, including pricing, mindset, beliefs around it, and also kind of helping you with something that I know a lot of people always say is, how do I find an audience who's willing to pay for my high ticket services? So let's dive straight in. Welcome to the L Synergy podcast.
The perfect place to learn everything about building and scaling your business online.
I'm Laura Haylitz.
And I'm Jeannie Fears. We went from being on furlough from our corporate jobs to building a multiple six-figure business in our first year of business. All that with the power of Instagram and no fluff business strategies.
But hey, you can do this too. On this podcast, we share the behind the scenes of growing an online empire, reaching new heights, and how you can juggle it all. If your current followers are not buying from you, it's not because they cannot afford it or that they aren't willing to invest that much, but most probably it's because you're not doing the right things.
You can sell pretty much anything to anyone.
Pricing is not exactly the deciding factor anymore. Some of our former clients that are making huge amount of money, keep yourself accountable and be like, no one else is going to do this for me.
I'd say it's probably one of the most asked questions I get in my DMs. Or, you know, the probably the biggest objection is like, yeah, but Jeannie, you know, people are not ready to buy from me. People always tell me that I'm too expensive. How do I find those people are willing to pay, you know? Maybe I need to lower my pricing or this kind of things.
Literally yesterday, I put a question box on my Instagram stories and I asked like, okay, what is something that you're really stuck on that I could help you with today? And no joke, I think half of the things were related to no one's paying for my services, no one's willing to pay, apparently I'm too expensive, I need to decrease my prices. It was all linked to this. And it's insane, right? Like, how many people get stuck on that?
But I was stuck on this as well. Like, I was like, okay, cool. People ask me questions. People are interested in my services. I always had messages such as, how can I work with you? How expensive is your one-on-one? Asking me to work with me. They were willing to work with me. And every time I would tell them the price, they'd be like, no, sorry, it's too expensive.
Or they ghost you. That also
happens. Oh, yeah, as well.
No, but I agree. Like when I started coaching, I was like, obviously we were charging around $1,000 a month, right? And for us, that was so crazy to think that there's people out there that are willing to pay us $1,000 a month. So I really genuinely thought I'm never going to find these people. And these people are not in my audience because otherwise I must be successful already. And they're not throwing their credit card at me, signing up to work for me. So, you know, where do I find these people? So just if you're struggling with this, know that Jeannie and I went through that as well. But the reality of this is that it's actually a huge limiting belief. If your current followers are not buying from you, it's not because they cannot afford it or that they aren't willing to invest that much. I mean, it can happen, of course, that some people cannot afford it, but most probably it's because you're not doing the right things in the way that you're marketing yourself, in the way that you're marketing your services, in the way that you're selling yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's really a question of like, no, these people actually most of the time can afford you. And again, you know, there's always going to be people who genuinely can't afford you. But it's more down to how you, like the strategy and how you're going to communicate about your offer. Are you really, like, did you put your offer together that it's really an offer that is made for them? And how do you communicate about this offer? This is what's going to matter because you can sell pretty much anything to anyone. You just need to have a strong marketing and sales strategy.
Yeah, it's actually making me think, Jeannie, of something that we recently went through in the business as well, is that we were stuck on the pricing of IBA for a little while, right? Like we had our own limiting beliefs around that, thinking that we could never charge more. But even though we are redoing the program, we're adding extra value, we're adding calls, we're adding all these amazing lifetime things even. We were like, okay, now we need to increase the price, but we were so scared of it. And then we realized that actually people who want to join IBA, they just joined. Like it wasn't actually an issue at all.
Yeah. It was like, we were stuck in the, you know, in the industry. It was it's very much known, you know, the under $1,000. So the $999, you know, $999 or something, or £999. They were really stuck on this. And we're like, no, we can't go above this. And everyone would tell us, you have to increase your price. You know, it's a lot of value. People are getting amazing results and, you know, and inflation and all of this. And we're like, yeah, but we're so scared, you know, we're like, yeah, but are people going to buy still, you know, and all of that. And turns out, yeah, once we stop, you know, questioning this, like, it worked just as fine.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that. And also, it's something that I often talk about, but, you know, if people tell you that they cannot afford your services, it's very often not the real objection, right? The real objection is often, you know, that they don't see the value and that they're not convinced. And I think also, like, it's so ironic when you think about it, but like, I would have had, let's say, people when I hadn't had my marketing all figured out, they would be like, oh, I can't afford it. Meanwhile, they buy the newest iPhone every single year. So it's more a matter of priorities. It's more a matter of that person knowing, hey, I want to work with this person. And that's kind of something that Gina and I went through, is that we start realizing that pricing is not exactly the deciding factor anymore for whether or not people want to work with us or join IBA. At some point, when they're convinced that they want to learn from us, you know, of course, it's no matter what the price, that's maybe a bit exaggerated as well, but differences in pricing that are not going to be like insane are not going to make or break the thing. It's really about them wanting to work with you first and foremost.
Like what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast. We really appreciate your support. Now back to the show.
Yeah, I think the priority thing is so strong. It's really that. It's like, I actually bought this lens yesterday, which is a very expensive lens. And, you know, it was not the pricing, you know, of course it's expensive, but I bought a designer bag in March. It was the same price. You know what I mean? But it was more like, okay, do I need this lens? Would it, a photography lens we're talking about, right? But I was like, do I need this lens? Like, I'm not a professional photographer. Do I really need this lens? Because it was very expensive. And is it really going to change the way I take pictures? Am I really going to use it every day? So technically, yes, the price was an issue, obviously, because it was very expensive. And if it was, I don't know, £100, I would have not thought twice about it. But because it was so expensive, the question that, you know, came was really, all these other questions. So when it comes to pricing, people, when they say, oh, it's too expensive, really, they have other things in their mind. It was like, oh, if it were £50, yeah, I would have bought it because it's an easy buy or whatever. But really, it's just, yeah, it's all these other questions and objections that pop into the head. You didn't show them enough the transformation. You didn't show them enough why it matters that they buy your services.
Yeah, it's usually also a lot of unanswered questions, right? Let's say you jump on a sales call and you know, they don't end up not buying from you because it's too expensive, quote unquote, of course. It might also just be that you didn't really handle their objections well enough. And that's an easy excuse to hide behind. And, you know, you might be listening to us and think, yeah, Ginny, Laura, easy for you guys to say because you're in the business niche. And, you know, of course, you help people make money and build businesses. Of course, people are more willing to invest. But that again is a huge limiting belief. Like, if you're thinking that, put it out of your head immediately, because we see inside IBA and some of our former clients that are making huge amount of, you know, money. And I'm talking about making, you know, Ginny had a client, €10,000 for one client. Yeah. So, and she's a brand designer, so she's not a business coach or anything like that. So it's not like she helps people make necessarily more money, right? Like, it's still more of a creative job. So, you know, put that limiting belief out of your head, because at the end of the day, you are holding yourself back by talking to you that way. Like, it will become a reality if you keep telling yourself people are not willing to pay, let's say, $10,000 for photography, or $10,000 for creative services, or I don't know, whatever your niche is or your services that you offer. It's not just business coaches that are making this happen. Definitely not. Some are, yeah, of our most successful clients are not business coaches, actually.
No, and I, you know, for my wedding, I paid €5,500 for my photography and videography, fair enough. But you know what I mean? It's like, if it's a priority for that person, they will make it happen. And it's not your job to decide what is a priority. So it's very easy to just say, you know, oh yeah, but it's easy for you to say, oh yeah, but it's easy for that person to say, oh yeah, but they have an easy niche. You know, there's a quote that I shared on Instagram. It's like, if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to quit that it's easy for her, him to say, because that's something that's really going to hold you back. Stop thinking that the grass is greener with another niche, with another pricing, with another offer, because we got stuck at all in this, even though we know it, even though we teach it inside IBA, we get stuck on it, you know, on a daily basis. And it's always something we have to be like, no, come on, it's not about the niche, it's not about the pricing, it's not about this offer. And the first year we tried different offers and different niche and different whatever. Like every time we're like, oh, maybe we need to change the pricing or put the pricing cheaper. Or maybe we need to have this mini course or something else. But turns out, no, we need to just stop being, you know, spreading ourselves thin, stop trying a million things at the same time, focusing on one offer and really go for it and having the right strategy for it and being really focused on that thing. It's like, okay, the purpose is to sell that offer. How can we make sure, you know, we sell more of it?
Yeah, it's funny when I hear you talk, Jeannie, all that's going through my head is like how big mindset is as an entrepreneur, right? Like it's so crazy, but they often say, yeah, what's in your head is what will keep you from being successful. But I mean, I'm a firm believer of that. Like there's so many times that if we stayed stuck in our head, we wouldn't be where we are today. And I think pricing and all these kind of limiting beliefs are genuinely in that same category. So yeah, I think the biggest takeaway from today's episode, if you are listening, would be like, just don't get stuck in your head and stop finding excuses and just keep yourself accountable and be like, you know what? No one else is going to do this for me. No one else is going to fix this. It's my responsibility to make this happen, to make my dreams happen and make, you know, my clients happy and so forth. And I'm just going to make this happen by taking massive action and looking at my data and finding a good strategy and making sure that my marketing and sales strategy are literally top notch. And once you have that, then we can talk about pricing, but not pricing first and actually having shitty marketing and shitty sales techniques, because that's really not the best way to go about it. I mean, even just think about luxury brands, right? People spend so much freaking money on luxury brands. And that's just another example. Marketing, like it's not exactly, you know, the letter isn't 10 times better than some other letter, you know, bags, let's say. So yeah, I hope this helps you to put that a bit into perspective and just, you know, question if you have to work on your strategy. And if you do, you know that we have a free masterclass, so definitely watch that one. Inside the masterclass, we really teach you indeed like the three steps that we always go through, from business foundations to really building that content strategy and marketing strategy, and then the sales systems that you also really need to make sure that you can convert people no matter what your price point is.
Yeah, so we'll see you inside the masterclass maybe.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're enjoying our podcast, please leave us a rating or simply tell a friend about the Health Synergy podcast. That will help us out massively.
We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.